Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Julio. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox? What's up, everybody?
Same old shit. Just getting started a little early. Well, actually a little late. We were supposed to record last night, and I decided to stay up and watch that Tyson fight. That was a waste of my fucking time. But November 17th, 2024, 1:09 a.m. So my wife, I woke up to take a piss at like midnight, and my wife had the fucking all the lights on in the bedroom, and she was crocheting something because she's trying to make gifts for Christmas and shit. And I just couldn't go back to sleep. I tried calling Julio, but you must have been sleeping, huh?
Yeah.
My bad. I called him like twice.
Yeah, that's a rare thing.
Yeah.
Very rare. Usually it's me the one that calls.
Yeah, I'm a texter. I don't like talking on the phone. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of texting.
Yeah, man, that Tyson fight was... I would like to say that it was... It was fake, but Tyson had no fucking footwork whatsoever, man. I mean, it was worse than George Foreman when he came back, but he was knocking motherfuckers out. He was just standing still too, but Tyson, and he knows how to box, man. He knows that footwork is super important, man. He was just fucking standing in one spot, man. It was kind of sad.
Yeah, I don't know. I was excited about it because I had been seeing some of the training videos that both of them had done.
Right.
And it kind of, I don't know, they looked really powerful, but, you know, then the fight happened and I didn't see any of that training. Like that speed, that power.
I mean, it was just a glorified fucking tough man contest. That, when they do the tough man contest, it's the big gloves, 2-minute rounds. You know, Jake Paul talks all this shit, but he ain't never had a real fucking boxing match with a real fucking boxer, you know? It's always somebody that's retired. It's always like oversized gloves, 2-minute rounds. Whatever, man. That's what these young people want to watch now because it's all about TikTok and YouTube and all that bullshit. You know, they don't understand what the real shit really is, I don't think. whatever, man.
Yeah, I saw something. I can't find it right now, but what Tyson had said about his what he felt or thought about it
afterwards.
Yeah. He said that even though he didn't win, he said he did feel like he won. To have had the opportunity at 58 for his kids to see him, you know, like in the ring. He said nobody's entitled to that, so I'm lucky I won.
Yeah, I did see that. I don't know,
which,
man.
Which, I mean, at 58 to hop in the ring, you know, and do that, you know, and then he almost died back in June.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I knew he had some kind of a health scare on an airplane. I'm guessing that's what he's talking about.
I don't know what that one was.
Yeah. I might as well play this voicemail. Let me share the screen. Almost forgot. All right.
Hello, Conspiracy Soldiers Hotline. It's Clem Stump. I now feel obligated to call like every week, and I don't really have much to say other than I love that song, Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. Paul Simon is my favorite. You both are wrong. Graceland, the album with Call Me Al, is the greatest album ever recorded. And whenever we do karaoke, I'm practicing Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard for you guys. Okay?
All right, Clem. Keep hearing about this karaoke, but I'm not getting any times or dates.
Well, it's because you got your football going on. Monday nights are committed to football.
Oh, is that Thursday's Monday football, night?
Sunday's football.
I don't know if I can do Monday night. That's a work night. I got to get fucking hammered to do karaoke. Is that what it is? Monday, every Monday night?
No. I'm just saying.
Is that when you did it?
I haven't done the karaoke.
You did something with them, the game or some shit.
No, I on election night, I was with them on a live stream.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I was, you wanted to get away from politics and shit, man. It's kind of hard, especially this time of year after all this shit that's going down.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
It is. I've been trying to find other stuff, but I mean, everything seems tied together to it.
Yeah. I was looking at these underground military bases.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to know about them?
Oh, you know about them?
I worked in one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now that you're not a Fed, what was it you couldn't talk about because of that?
I can't talk about it for 6 more months.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Why is that?
I'm not even allowed in the building for 6 months.
Really?
Well, I can. It's just I think they'd give me some hassle.
I get it.
Because I turn in my credentials, I can't be in certain places.
That's kind of fucked up. Why? Because they think you're colluding with maybe you made friends with the other people in there and you're colluding or some shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, get a job somewhere, scope it out, and then pull off a great heist.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, I know their procedures right now, but in 6 months it might change.
Yeah. So you back to the old place?
No, not yet.
Oh, shit. All right. This first one is called the Cheyenne Mountain Complex. It's in El Paso County, Colorado. Let me see here. The Cheyenne Mountain Complex is a United States Space Force installation and defensive bunker located in unincorporated El Paso County, Colorado, next to the city of Colorado Springs at the Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station, which hosts the activities of several tenant units also located in Colorado Springs. Peterson Space Force Base, where the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, and the United States Northern Command U.S. NORTHCOM headquarters are located. Formerly the Center for the United States Space Command. Yeah, it's built into the side of a mountain, right? I knew somebody that was stationed there. Let me get to the main part. Okay, the complex was built under 2,000 feet of granite on 5 acres. 15 three-story buildings are protected from movement, earthquake, or explosion by a system of giant springs that the buildings sit on and flexible pipe connectors to limit the operational effect of movement. A total of more than 1,000 springs are designed to prevent any of the 15 buildings from shifting more than 1 inch. The complex is only underground Department of Defense facility certified to be able to sustain a high altitude electromagnetic pulse. There are a large quantity of cots for most of the personnel, including suites for high-ranking officials within the bunker. It includes a medical facility, store, cafeteria, fitness center, inside and outside the mountain. That's pretty cool.
Sounds like where I was. There was a fitness center. There was a cafeteria.
Really?
It was underground, yeah. A wardrobe department.
I guess the general's not coming. He's so hard to get a hold of. General Lee from Subconscious Realms is going to join us tonight. And I got a hold of him right around the time I was trying to call you. And I said, hey, you want to go early? He's like, yeah, man, mate, you know? And then I said, but I'm trying to call Julio right now and he's not answering. And he just put a laughing, crying emoji. And so he was ready to go, but then I got back on Instagram. You know, he doesn't have an international phone. So the only way I can get a hold of him is Instagram. And then I got back on there and told him I was sending out an email and I never heard back. He might have fell asleep or he might have went to the pub for some tinnies. Who knows?
probably went out to get some skins.
The fuck is that again? I forget.
Rolling papers.
Oh, okay. Skins and tinnies. All right, you done with your water now?
No.
Come on, man.
I'm halfway through why.
I can't do a fucking podcast while you're drinking water. I'm going to pause it right now.
All right.
All right, we're back. I'm not going to pick on Julio. He's not kicking it tonight. So he made me feel bad because he didn't feel like drinking tonight. He's drinking water, and I started busting his balls.
Yeah, I went to an event, and then I got home at like 10-something. So I went to bed at like 11. So I was like deep asleep when you texted me and called me.
My bad.
All good. But I was like, man, it's going to suck getting up at 3, but I'm perfectly fine right now.
Yeah, it might be better then. You after the podcast is over, you can get some deep sleep.
Yeah, that's my plan.
It's like I was saying, man, I'm looking at all these Instagram clips and shit, and everything's political these days, man. You know, I know you wanted to get away from that. It reminds me of so we got like a new rage listener. I think I talked about him last week. Matter of fact, the name of the episode was about him. Trump derangement syndrome is real. And I'm not gonna name any names, but now the motherfuckers commenting on shit that I post on Instagram. Here, let me see if I can I'm gonna bring this up. It's kind of funny. Like I said, everything's political, but I posted this says, this is Yuval Harari. He's like one of the main dudes for the World Economic Forum. Says, if Trump becomes president again in 2024, it will be the final death blow to what remains of the global order. And then down here it says, I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message. So this dude that was talking shit to me on some other dude's Instagram last week, now he's fucking following me on and commenting on my shit. Let's see. Here's what he said. At Conspiracy Soldiers, funny you are so triggered when someone holds your master accountable, just like a leftist snowflake. Ha ha ha. You status cult cucks are all the same. Give up the podcast, man. You are a fraud, and I'll expose you, and you'll lose all your followers. What am I a fraud about, sir? Is there anything I'm lying about? That's what a fraud is. Just because I'm not a white dude for Harris like you, that doesn't make me a fraud. And anybody that, okay. Yeah, fuck that guy. But don't stop commenting on my post because it gives us shit to laugh about. And we can make fun of you on the show. I appreciate it. Okay, General's back.
I found a picture of the guy.
What guy?
That guy that you're talking about.
All right. Yeah, I messaged the general back. He goes, sound, mate. I told him I sent out the emails. He goes, sound, mate. You wake Julio up? I said, yeah. Hop on. So I don't know if he's coming on or not. All right.
Yeah, it gives me a couple seconds to look for that that picture.
I don't really care what the dude looks like.
It ain't nothing. Kind of looks like exactly, I think, what you would think he looks like.
A white dude for Harris?
Yeah.
Fuck that dude. I will curb stomp that motherfucker. All right, we're back. I don't know where the fuck we stopped recording at, but we've been bullshitting for like 15 minutes. I was trying to get a hold of the general. He responded to me. He said he's nice one, mate. Just making a drink. Be a few minutes. He's grabbing some tinnies. All right. Hopefully he can. He knows how to do an American accent because I can't understand him half the time. We're going to have to talk to him when he jumps on. If he jumps on. You know how he is.
I think they're 5 hours ahead of us. So it's
6:30 a.m.
Making a drink.
He's a free spirit, man. I remember last time he was supposed to be on the show. It was about 9:45, whatever time that he told me. And then I messaged him on Instagram. I said, hey, man, you about ready? He goes, about 2 hours, mate. And I'm like, dude, you said such and such time. He's like, or no, first he said 3 hours. And then I said, you said such and such time. And he goes, okay, 2 hours, mate. I'm like, it's cool, man. We love you, General. It's all good. Oh, XRP. Have you been keeping track of that?
No.
Oh, God. All right, let me bring it up. I told you, when the election comes and goes, shit's either going to fucking nosedive or fucking skyrocket. Well, it fucking skyrocketed, all right. You remember how much it was when I was telling you about it?
No.
I'll say it was like maybe 50 cents last time we talked about it. It's now $1.05 a share. I got 218 shares. Nice. And I've been telling people to get to. This is one of the fastest moving cryptos there is out there. I know you said I was talking about it just to get people to buy it so I can. What was it you said?
Just trying to get people to buy it so that your stock can go up.
Yeah.
So that the price.
No, man.
The price up.
And then,
I see your techniques.
Right. I'm like a used car salesman, like Baby Billy. No, but car.
And now there was no clogging today, by the way.
Yeah, Carl messaged me and he's like, "Where are you getting this information about XRP?" And I said, "My own observations." So I'm telling, hey, it's not. It's still gonna. It's gonna keep on climbing. If you guys want to get some, get it now while it's only a dollar. All right, let me see here. All right, I got a, it's kind of a long clip. Oh, I got the one where Josh Williams was on Fox News, but that's super long too. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
It's kind of long. We can play a little bit of it, or no.
Yeah, up, go ahead.
It's up to you. All right.
Josh, thanks so much for giving us some time. So, you know, Republicans have made their pitch before to black voters. What did Donald Trump do differently?
Well, this time the pitch resonated with minority voters, including black voters. So we saw before the election cycle, black voters were coming forward with their grievances, the issues they cared about, such as inflation, job creation, taxes. They wanted to keep more money in their own pockets. And those issues were disregarded by the Democrat Party. They were looking for answers, and they found that in the modern messaging of Donald Trump and the GOP. You know, before the election, we saw the Democrat Party ignore black voices. But now, post-election, we're watching the Democrat Party actually ignore black votes.
Yeah. You know, Josh, there was a point in the campaign where it looked like the Democratic Party started to panic. And so they sent out Barack Obama to really go after black men, chastise us to vote for Kamala Harris. It looks like black men rejected that offer.
Yeah, black men are tired of being pandered to. You know, they want to send out Barack Obama to chastise us for even considering voting for Donald Trump. When black men brought forth their grievances and the issues they cared about in the election cycle, instead of being confronted with answers and solutions, they were confronted with Megan Thee Stallion twerking on stage. And instead, the GOP came forward with an American First agenda that addressed those issues. There isn't black, white, or Asian or Hispanic issues. They're American issues that affect everyone.
Damn,
and the
Skippy.
GOP came up with solutions that resonated in the minority communities. And that is going to lead to more minorities ending up in the GOP.
So, Josh, I'm curious, you know, what can the GOP...
All right, it's kind of a long clip. I didn't want to play the whole thing. But and sorry for our Trump derangement syndrome listeners out there. That's probably going to trigger you guys. A black guy sticking up for Trump. You're my boy, Josh.
Yeah. I remember when I watched the interview. I remember. I don't know if I talked to you or if I talked to somebody else about it, but he had some really good points to make about why it went the way that it went.
Right. Hey, we put out an episode about a month ago that it was called Black Men Don't Like Obama Anymore. And it was it was all about. That was before the election, correct?
Yep.
I'm not trying to say we're Nostradamus over here, but we called that shit. You know what? Julio, let's be real. We're always going to talk about fucking politics. I mean, there's other shit. I tried to bring up the underground military bases and shit. I mean, I got some other stuff that. But I mean, let's say if we talk about Alex Jones, that's not really politics, but he talks a lot about politics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have a clip.
All right, let me stop sharing.
Let's talk about the celebrities, how they're all related, or politicians are related to celebrities.
All the presidents were related.
Related to Angelina Jolie. Oh, you're also cousins with Madonna.
That's true.
So, and I'm related to Madonna and Halle Berry.
Related, in fact, to Abraham Lincoln. Your family is that true?
Nancy Hanks was Abraham Lincoln's mother. So,
wow. Barack Obama and Sarah Palin are cousins. Back to one Mr. Smith of the 1600s.
Like related for real.
Yes.
What's the connect?
We're second or third cousins. Yeah.
Really?
And yes.
You are related to Fred Rogers.
No, possible. No, you're pulling our leg.
All right.
Let's look at that.
How far away is it?
Wait, look.
I know, yeah, I'm never.
What we're trying to say that you two are somehow, some way related.
Yeah, she said she actually researched it and found it to be true.
And that's all.
Some kind of Presley with a Winfrey hooked up somewhere along the line in the South. You know how it goes.
Cousin Oprah.
That's right.
And the President Obama is related to all but one U.S. president.
Well, Dan, the youngster spent the summer tracing the family tree of our presidents. Her conclusion that all the presidents, with the exception of one, share the same grandfather.
That President Obama and all the presidents before him, with the exception of one, are related and descendants of a former king of England.
No, they are all cousins and they're grandsons of John Locke.
It's funny how they said all the presidents except one. They said that like two or three times, but they didn't want to say who that particular president was. Do you know who that is?
I can guess.
Who?
I don't know.
Donald J. Trump.
Yep. Even without trying to talk about Trump, something comes out.
That's okay. Like I said, for anybody out there that gets triggered by that, go online and Google screaming at the sky parties and join the most recent one. And you can go out there and scream at the sky with your fellow white dudes for Kamala.
They've been making songs like eating the dogs and shit about people screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not as good though. But this is interesting because
I'll tell you what, that dude was talented, man. You said he was on tour and shit, right?
Yep, in Europe.
Crazy.
He did it like overnight. Listen to this one.
All right. Is it good?
You accuse doctors of getting payouts from Big Pharma. Did you know that there's a database that discloses all this information to the public for free? And it's mandated by federal law. It's called the Sunshine Act. You want to know if your doctor's getting paid off by Big Pharma, you can just look them up. Let me show you how. And here's the website. Right here.
She's a doctor, by the way.
It gives you all the goods. Which companies are paying them, how much they're getting paid, when they got the money. It's all there. Find out for yourself if we're getting paid off. It's all right there. Sunshine Act.
Yeah, so I saw that video and I was like, that's kind of interesting because I always wonder.
Oh, the general.
Who are you? Good night, mate.
What's up, mate?
Good night. Good night.
Hey. Hey, you know how to do an American accent?
Me?
Huh?
No.
No?
I don't know. No.
All right.
I'm joking.
I can do an English accent.
Go on, then.
Huh?
Go on.
Good day, mate.
That's Australian.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You okay, mate?
Yeah. We're recording right now. We're not quite halfway through, but came in towards the beginning. It's all good.
Oh, nice one, mate. Yeah, I've been watching UFC, so did you watch any of it?
Yeah. Which one were you looking at?
I watched them from Silva, the Brazilian girl, and then Bo Nickel.
Did you watch the Tyson fight?
No. I couldn't get on it.
Yeah, good for you. It wasn't worth fuck.
No, I seen the statistics and that, and what the fuck was going on with that?
Hey.
Was he just like a punch bag or something?
I've never seen an exhibition fight that was worth my time. You can go back to...
Was it an exhibition?
Oh, hell yeah. They had oversized gloves, and it was only two-minute rounds. It was a glorified tough man contest.
All right, okay.
Yeah. That Jake Paul, he's not a real fighter. He's got YouTubers and TikTok followers that think he's the second coming. He's never had a real fucking fight. It's all oversized gloves, two-minute rounds. It's all bullshit, you know? He fights people that are retired, which is why it has to be an exhibition, because he can't get the boxing commission to back him. So if it's considered an exhibition, then you ain't got to follow any of the guidelines or nothing like that.
Right, right. Glad I didn't watch it then.
Yeah.
Bit disappointing, isn't it? You think the Mike Tyson.
Yeah, man. He's just... You know, there's part of me that wants to say that Jake Paul's been paying people off to let him win. Because he's just a fucking... He's just a queer, man. He used to dance around on TikTok or whatever the fuck. And, watching Tyson last night, he couldn't move his feet, man. His legs were fucking dead weight.
Shit, man.
Yeah. He's just too old, man.
How old is he now?
He's like 59.
Oh.
Yeah.
Quite old, isn't it?
I mean, he's probably a grandpa. Shit, I'm like 7-8 years younger than him. I've had grandkids for years.
Yeah.
But I was running around fucking like a rabbit, so back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Keep your hand warm, mate, aren't you?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Julio, what's up?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you'll see me.
Quiet as fuck.
What have you been talking about?
About doctors being paid off.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the last thing we listened to.
What was it?
He was talking about doctors being paid off by Big Pharma. He just played a clip.
Yeah. That's been going on for years, hasn't it?
Right.
Well, you can go on this website and actually type in your doctor's name, and it'll pull it up for you. How much money they're getting paid by the pharmaceutical companies, and it'll tell you in what way. Like I did one on a doctor of mine, and it showed that he had gotten paid like $230, and that it was for food in four different installments. So I mean, to me it doesn't seem like he's getting paid off, you know.
Not a lot, is it, really, but...
Well, I can tell you this. The cancer doctors, it's not really a bribe or like any kind of backdoor deal that isn't documented, but every time they sell that them chemo treatments, they get a big fucking chunk of that. And that's not even a secret. You know, it's dirty, man.
It's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wrong. But do you get away with it, don't they?
Of course.
Who's there to stop them?
Yeah, well, things are a lot healthier over there in Europe, General, but now we got RFK running that shit over here now. So he's trying to get rid of all that extra shit that that the European Union won't allow over where you're at. He's trying to get rid of all the dyes, and he's trying to get rid of the fluoride. He's trying to get rid of all the fucking pharmaceutical commercials. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was watching a football game last weekend. Every fucking commercial that came on was like Cologuard. Are you familiar with that?
Cologuard.
Yeah. It's I don't think they're allowed to play those commercials over where you're at. That's probably why you ain't never heard of it. But it's basically where you shit in a box and mail it back in. And then they tell you if you have colon cancer or not.
Well,
shit, mate.
Yeah. Right. The fuck I'm look. What the fuck do I look like shitting in a box? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I know. Like in past, when I've had like problems like that, and they've asked you to put your shit in like a little tub. And hand it back in, but I've never done it.
It's crazy, man.
Shit in a little tub, yeah, it's nuts. And you piss it, it's like a piss cup, but you're shitting it, and it's got a scoop. You put it in. Fucking mad, man.
It's crazy. So you guys do it over there too, then?
Yeah, but it's like a little tub. You hand it into your doctors.
Yeah.
Like you'll go home or go in the doctor's toilet, have a dump, scoop it, put it in, and hand it back in. Nah, it's not something I could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do it. I forget for what reason, but it's like a.
You had to shit like in a box?
No, I had to take a dump in the contraption the general's talking about. Oh. They sent me home. They sent me home with this like cowboy hat looking thing, and you put it. You put it upside down in the toilet, and you take a shit, and then you got to collect it and put it in a tube. I couldn't do it.
Mate.
I took the dump, but I couldn't do the collection. My wife did it for me.
No, man, that's bad.
Nice one, mate.
There ain't no way I would fucking make my wife scoop my shit.
I couldn't.
All right, that's the name of this episode: Julio shit in a cowboy hat. All right, I gotta get a beer. You guys talk, or do you want me to pause it?
Pause it. I gotta get more water. All right. Pee.
Here's a brief intermission so we can grab another beer. Shit. All right, what's up, General? You there?
Can I be?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, can you hear me?
What's that?
Excuse me. I say, can you hear me?
Oh, man.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, right. Sound, mate. Sound. Yeah, what have you been up to, mate?
Oh, man.
You're back in work now?
Yeah, and I mean, we're still only working 8 hours, but things are looking up over here ever since the election. You know what I mean?
Oh, good. Yeah. You know, mate, I don't really give a shit what anybody else thinks. In my opinion, I think Trump's the man.
Yeah. Me and Julio were just talking about that earlier. There's a dude that... I don't know if you listened to our last episode, Trump Derangement Syndrome is Real.
Yes, I did, mate. It was a good one, that.
Okay, so that dude that has been talking shit to me on Instagram. Motherfuckers.
All right.
Yeah. I wish I could find him and beat the fuck out of him. He has never had a proper ass whooping.
Who is it?
I'm not going to say his name. He's a kind of a conspiracy podcaster, I guess, but
what's his name?
I'm not gonna say it. What's that?
What's his podcast? I've had problems with certain podcasters, mate. Just fuck them off. They're all knobheads,
right?
Yeah, fucking knobheads, mate. They just go straight.
General, just go on my last. If you want to know who it is, go on my last Instagram post and look at the comments, and you'll see who I'm talking about.
Right, 1 minute, mate.
We call him, me and Julio call him a white dude for Harris.
Which post? Or that one with 11 comments?
Yeah, that's all him. He kept running his mouth and I didn't even answer him.
Space is fake. Flat Earth Bob?
Yeah. Nah, don't say his name.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry, mate. He's not bad, isn't he?
That's why I was asking you if you can do an American accent, man. I got a hard time hearing you sometimes because of the way you talk.
I know, mate. I'm a village, mate, in northwest of England, so I tend to talk. I mean, you get round, and it's a different accent.
Right,
it just depends on where you're from. You know what I mean? It's like different areas.
You probably heard me and Julio talking about you on here. Like, it's like it's funny because nice. What's that?
I said yes, nice one.
I mean, it's strange because it's English, and we talk it. We speak English. But it's almost like a different language, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you say...
Yes, so it definitely is.
Yeah, different. It's a different culture. You know, going out for tinnies, that's beer, right?
Yeah, tins of beer, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then...
I know.
But then if I listen to other people from England... Is there like, like in the United States, like people that live in the South have a way different accent than someone that lives in Ohio, like me and Julio? Yes.
It's like that. It's like down London way. It's like completely different. Like you can tell from films and shit.
So what area are you in?
I'm in the northwest. Writing
cutting out a little bit.
Town of Warrington. What I'm originally, I'm from Pitt Village, a place called Haydock. The what, mate? Village, originally.
Okay.
Did you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
No.
You watching, Julio?
Nope.
All right, well, no matter then. But yeah, it's completely different. The South is totally different, mate. And everywhere you go, like I said, you can go to the bottom of the street and it's a different accent.
That's, you know what? I want to talk to you about that. So I'm Irish, okay? And
I am as well.
Okay. I don't understand. All right, so you got Northern Ireland are what are considered what, like nationalists?
What do you mean with regards to like religion and shit? The Northern Ireland are like, that's fast as UK.
Yeah, so they like.
And they tend to be more Protestants and Catholics. They would tend to be more Protestant.
Okay.
Like Church of England Protestant.
Yeah.
And then like Ireland is considered more Catholic.
So
if that makes any sense.
All right, so like say the IRA, right? Back in the day.
Yeah.
They would have been Catholic, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to the wrong church then. Because I wouldn't, let's say I was back home, I would not want to be ruled by fucking the crown. You know what I mean? I don't understand that.
Yes. No, I think it's a lot of bullshit, mate, myself. And to be honest with you, there's not many people into the royals that I know. It's more like older people have been to the royals.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just gone. Since the Queen died, it's just, like, nothing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I've always been against it. I think it's wrong. They just sit there feeding off everybody's money.
Right, right. And so, like, back in the day when England took ownership of Ireland, that's where the term landlord came from, correct?
I'm not sure about that, mate.
Yeah, I was reading up that. So there was a lot of potato farmers and stuff in Ireland, and
yeah,
they would have to give, like, a certain percentage of their crops to the person that owned that land, the English person that owned that land. And that's where they came up with the term landlord. But see, right. Over here now, a landlord is somebody that owns a house and rents it out.
Yes.
So I don't know if you got those over there too?
Yeah, see, same over here. Yeah,
okay, Yeah. It's all bullshit, man.
Yeah.
What's up, Julio? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. You ain't got no questions for the general?
No, not really. I don't really care for the crown.
Nobody.
I refuse to. I don't watch any show related to anything like that. It's just not my interest.
It's all part of the globalism, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he said it, didn't he? Prince Charles, when he was Prince Charles, and did the New World Order. They're his own words.
Yeah, how recent was that?
That was when he was Prince, a couple of years ago, mate.
Yeah.
Around the time of COVID, I'm sure it was, when Uncle COVID was about. Yeah. Which I'm led to believe has started off again, a new strain. Don't know how true it is.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Apparently, yeah. I don't know how true it is. I know my parents have had another booster. I mean, I've tried talking to it. It's like talking to a wall.
Yeah. Did they make you guys all do that then?
They try to, yeah. I've not had it done. We get text messages from me, doctors coming out for this and that, but no, just ignore it.
Right. I can remember when Biden came out and said any employer with over, was it 300 or 3,000? But he said any employer with more than this amount of employees, everybody's got to get vaccinated. And
yes.
I got into it with my mother-in-law. I said, I ain't getting vaccinated. I said, I will fucking quit my job. And she was pissed But I'm like, nah, I ain't fucking doing it, you know? And we went back and forth, but it all blew over. He was just talking shit. You know, you can be, just because you're the president doesn't mean you can just fucking say something and it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The dude was a fucking crackpot.
Yes. Well, he's just like vanished, hasn't he, as well?
Who's that?
Well, yeah, they did. They tried that over here by saying, like, you had to have vaccinated to get passports and stuff like that. Can't fly if you're not being vaccinated. They tried to put that into place, but it didn't happen.
So you're still good then, right? You didn't get no shots?
No, fuck no, no, mate.
Good for you, brother.
None of that. I know, nice one, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been sick as shit for, over a week now, but it'll go.
Right. Let your body take care of it. Fuck Big Pharma.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the weather been like there?
What's that?
The weather? What's it like?
Shit, man. It's like 50 degrees right now. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's crazy, man. I can't believe it's the middle of November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been getting fresh here in the morning. Temperature drops.
Yeah. Warming up?
Yeah. No cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I prefer it cold, mate, but...
You guys do Celsius, right?
I don't do none of that, mate. I just go outside. If it's cold, it's cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about that time, man. It's football weather.
Yes.
And I don't mean soccer.
I thought that's what you meant, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking around. Because you know, the English, when you say football, they think that I'm talking about soccer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, football's football. That's more like rugby, American football.
Yeah. Who are you like?
We don't wear pads. We don't wear pads over here. We play rugby league or rugby union. We don't wear pads or head guards, anything like that, helmets.
What team you like?
Oh, in rugby.
Rugby?
Do you mean rugby league or football?
No, like American football.
Oh, I don't watch it.
Okay.
I have seen a couple of games, but I can't get it. I don't understand it. It's fucking stopping now. Yeah. And all that. I just don't get it.
So you like rugby?
Yes. I mean, I'm not into it as much now, but I will watch it. Football as well. You know, I used to go to games at City, but I'm not keen on the new ground. I've not been for years, mate. It's sort of, since all this money's come into it, it's all about money.
Right.
The team with the most money, really, you know, like Man City, I support, they used to be really shit. Like in second division, then you've come up and now they're winning all, everything, near enough.
Yeah.
But it's all about money. They've got money now. They never had it before.
Right, right.
And like when Manchester United were dominating, they had the money. Same with Liverpool, they had the money. But now, not as much as City. It's all about money.
Right. All right, General. Hey. So, we normally play a lot of clips here. Now, I'm going to share my screen.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this clip about the Rothschilds. It's kind of a long clip.
Oh, nice.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to play the whole thing. It's fucking long, but I'm going to get started.
No problem, mate.
This is Frankfurt, Germany. 50 years after the Bank of England opened its doors, a goldsmith named Amschel Moses Bauer opened a coin shop, a counting house, in 1743. And over the door, he placed a sign depicting a Roman eagle on a red shield. The shop became known as the Red Shield Firm, or in German, Rothschild. When his son, Amshel Meyer Bauer, inherited the business, he decided to change his name to Rothschild. Amshel soon learned that loaning money to governments and kings was more profitable than loaning to private individuals. Not only were the loans bigger, but they were secured by the nation's taxes. Mayor Rothschild had five sons. He trained them all in the skills of money creation, then sent them out to the major capitals of Europe to open branch offices of the family banking business. His first son, Amshel Meyer, stayed in Frankfurt to mine the hometown bank. His second son, Solomon, was sent to Vienna. His third son, Nathan, was clearly the most clever. He was sent to London at age 21 in 1798, 100 years after the founding of the Bank of England. His fourth son, Carl, went to Naples, and his fifth son, Jacob, went to Paris. In 1785, Mayor Amshel moved his entire family to this larger house, a five-story dwelling he shared with the Schiff family. This house was known as the Green Shield. The Rothschilds and the Schiffs would play a central role in the rest of European financial history and in that of the United States. The Rothschilds broke into dealings with European royalty here at Williamshof, the palace of the wealthiest man in Germany. In fact, the wealthiest monarch in all Europe, Prince William of Hesse-Cassel. At first, the Rothschilds were only helping William speculate in precious coins. But when Napoleon chased Prince William into exile, he sent £550,000, a gigantic sum at that time, to Nathan Rothschild in London with instructions for him to buy consols, British government bonds, also called government stock. But Rothschild used the money for his own purposes. With Napoleon on the loose, the opportunities of wartime investments were nearly limitless. William returned here sometime prior to the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. He summoned Rothschild and demanded his money back. The Rothschilds returned William's money with the interest the British consuls would have paid him had the investment actually been made. But the Rothschilds kept all the past profits they had made using William's money. Nathan Rothschild later bragged that in the 17 years he'd been in England, he'd increased his original £20,000 stake given to him by his father by 2,500 times. By cooperating within the family, the Rothschilds soon grew unbelievably wealthy. By the mid-1800s, they dominated all European banking and were certainly the wealthiest family in the world. They financed Cecil Rhodes, making it possible for him to establish a monopoly over the diamond and gold fields of South Africa. In America.
All right. That's kind of a shitty clip. Kept cutting in and out.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. It was a good one, that, mate.
Are you familiar with all that shit, General? Or is any of that new to you?
Not really, no. I know with the Rothschilds and that. But yeah. Going back so far, no.
Well, they, I know they sent Schiff over here to the United States to infiltrate the United States banking system. And that's when the deal with the Federal Reserve went down. Right around the time the Titanic and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dodgy over that Titanic as well, isn't it, from what I've heard?
Yeah. So, I got a haircut today. I got to look fresh for the Freemasons on Monday.
Are you going Freemasons, mate?
Yeah. I'm nice. Having dinner with the Freemasons on Monday.
Oh, nice, mate.
They're going to... They're going to I don't know if they're voting on me on Monday or if it's going to come after that, but that's where the term blackballed.
To get in.
What's that?
For you to get in the Freemasons.
What do I got to do?
Yeah, is that what you're doing, going in the Freemasons? Or trying to?
Yeah. I'm just curious.
I don't blame you, mate. I mean, from what you hear, you hear a lot of shit about them, don't you? But
right.
You're a lot of good as well.
Yeah, it turns out, I mean, maybe when you get higher up, there's some of that shit going on. It's
maybe, but
I'm not going to.
I think it's probably just a select few, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Skull and Bones is a whole different thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all we are, all Freemasons, they donate a lot to charity.
Right.
Like children's charities, things like that. But like you said, you hear things of like the Jesters and Shriners, and that's totally different, but that's like an offshoot, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the dude was telling me, there's some things that are a little off. Like, so the term blackballed, have you heard that?
Yeah.
That comes from the Freemasons because, like when they vote on me, everybody will put a white ball in the bag. But if somebody don't want me in, they're going to put a black ball, but it's not really a ball. It's like a cube. And that's where the name black ball comes from.
Right, okay.
And so I asked him, I'm like, why is it a cube? And he's like, well, sometimes we turn the lights down, so you got to be able to feel it. I'm like, that's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? But
yeah. Yeah. Why turn the lights down?
Yeah. Anybody, you know, I'm trying to be uphold my integrity and like once I get in, I'm not gonna, if they got secrets, I'm not gonna tell nobody their secrets. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
I'm not sucking a dick or getting butt fucked either. That ain't happening. You know what I mean? So
you might be getting spit. You're getting spit roasted on Monday.
Nah, that shit ain't happening, bro. Nah, I'm just kidding.
I'm only joking.
We're just making light of it.
I know.
But,
yeah. Good play, mate.
Yeah.
And good luck. I hope it goes well. Be yourself. I'm sure the ball's winning that bag.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
What time have you got to go that?
What time?
Yeah.
Like 6 o'clock after work.
Six o'clock. Is that 6 PM?
Yeah.
Let us know how you get on, mate. Let us know how you get on.
I get off at 2. I mean, right now we're working 8 hours, so I'm getting off at 2:30. For the past 12, 13 years, I've been working 10 hours every day. I'm blaming Biden for this shit, man. I've never worked 8 hours in my life. I'm sick and tired of it, but I want some overtime.
Has the work died down?
Yeah.
Has your work died down or something? Yeah.
Oh yeah, big time.
What is it, Fox? What is it you do, Fox? If you don't mind me asking.
I make cars.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You work?
You would think that you. No, I can't. No. I can't, mate. I was in a car crash and I've got a couple of problems from it.
Oh, okay. Well, we got your back, man.
Yeah, I know, mate. I'll message you anyway. What happened?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to talk about it on here.
Yes. I mean, I'll talk about it in private.
Right. Right. Let's see here.
Recording's different, isn't it?
All right. I got another clip. Unless Julio, was you about to say something? All right.
Yeah.
This is about how football is rigged. It starts off with Dez Bryant, but there's like three or four different players that are talking about it. All right.
I'm going to tell y'all some crazy shit. The year that I got cut, and some athletes, I told athletes, hey, man, I feel like our season getting sabotaged. That's just how I feel. There's no way that we should be running the same exact plays. I remember going into Coach Garrett's office, asking, hey, man, you know, I look forward to the game plan. Why am I lining up in the same place each and every week? Like, if these guys on the other side not getting paid.
So did you guys knew... know every play before the ball was snapped?
I'm just saying, man, the game ain't decided on the field. That's all I'm going to say. Like I said, I predict who's going to be in the Super Bowl. It ain't about who has the best players. Football is entertainment.
There be times in the game I line up, I know I'm one-on-one. Dak don't even look my way. So many times on film, it was so many times on film, so that ball was not coming to me.
But you think a quarterback would even make himself look bad on purpose? Like, you know what? I know he's open, but we got rules not to throw it to him.
It has to be hard, because that's the instinct, is to throw it to who's open.
I mean, it's hard to believe that, you know, even just to think about whoever, someone coming up to the quarterback and saying, hey, don't throw it here or don't give it to this guy. Mm-hmm. It's hard to even fathom that thought, which I don't even know or think happens. I doubt it. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the film and you look at how it goes down, I mean, that's the only way. He's right. You know?
So the reason you guys won the Super Bowl wasn't because of your outstanding defense. It was because that's the way it was predetermined. That's what you're
talking about? Well, I mean, if our defense was so outstanding, why we couldn't beat the Saints that year? Saints beat us twice. So why did the Oakland Raiders say, we're going to go in with the Saints game plan? Because they had Deuce McCaff. They ran the ball down our throat. Why didn't they come in and say, we're going to do the same thing?
All right, D.
Now there's no more on the talk.
Well, we don't know what else to say.
I'm going to tell y'all some crazy.
All right. Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, that could just be some prima donnas pissed off that they didn't get the ball enough. Really, but
yeah.
Hey, so on Thursday, I found a video, and I swear I saved it. And I was talking about it. It was this guy. He said he went on like an AI, ChatGPT or something.
Uh huh.
And he asked it, who was the winner of the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight? And the AI answered that on November 15th. Jake Paul won after 10 rounds in a unanimous card decision.
Well, it was 8 rounds.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And and he said, I'm posting this today, Thursday, 11:14, because there's some fuckery going on. And dude, I talked to my wife and my daughter about it, and I have been looking for it since Friday night, and I cannot find it.
They probably scrubbed it from the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's crazy, that, isn't it? Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
I don't know who this chick is. Wait a minute. I got another clip here. All right. I don't know these black singers. She's like, I don't know who the fuck she is, but she is stupid as fuck. All right. this chick was interviewing her, and she said musician, and she thought she said magician. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here it is. All right.
That's amazing. I didn't know that about you.
What do you know?
That you're a musician. But that's why I'm interviewing you today, so I can get to know you.
So I'm a musician.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck that mean? Make magic or something? What is musician?
I think you're confusing that.
Yeah, I'm not no musician. I make music. I make music. And that's not all I do. I make music. I act. I'm a TV star too, a young mogul. Uh-huh.
I think you're confusing.
I'm not confusing nothing because you don't know. You thought that all I was a magician or whatever the fuck you said.
See, that's what I think you think I said. No, I said musician, not magician.
I don't think, baby. But I don't think. What is that? That's ghetto. I don't think. I know.
So you
think.
I didn't say magician, Suki. I said musician. And I think you are a musician.
No, baby. I do music.
So you, just really quick, for the record, could you say you don't think you're a musician?
I'm not none of that.
But then after that, you just said I do music.
Yeah, I do music.
So, in other words, you're a musician.
No, I'm not.
Okay. That's amazing. I didn't know that about you.
Julio, do you know who that chick was?
No, and I am grateful I don't.
No, but I don't
I've
either.
I've seen the video.
I don't either.
But the cockiness, the attitude, man, that's real. I see it all the time, you know?
Yeah.
At work.
Yeah.
On the streets.
All right. General, you got anything you want to talk about?
Not really, mate. No.
Right.
I'm just having a break, I'll be honest with you, mate. I've got a couple of things I need to sort out over here. And then, I'm focused on something
that
I need to fucking sort out. You know what I mean?
Tired?
No. I'll message you.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's good. We're about to close it out anyway, brother.
Right, okay.
Appreciate you coming on.
We'll have to do it again. And I'll come on with something. I mean, I've got a book, Pound the Great God's Modern Return. I've been reading that, which is quite interesting. We'll go over that maybe another time.
Yeah. What's it about?
You know, the God Pan.
Like pagan?
The God. Yeah, you know the God Pan, P-A-N, Pan. You heard of the Pan, the satyr god.
Yeah, the where Greek is god that? Pan.
What do you mean?
Greek, what society was that from? God
Pan.
Like Pan's Greek? Labyrinth?
No, Pan. Pan's Labyrinth's a film, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Pan, the god.
All right.
Which is quite interesting, mate.
Nice. Well, let us know when you finish it. Hey, you can come back on whenever you want, man.
Oh, nice, mate. Did you say you do it Friday night?
Yeah, usually. We kicked it back a night this week because of the Tyson fight. My wife wanted to watch the fight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. And then I was so fucking disappointed that I watched it. Like, man, I should have put the fucking podcast out. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect to see those statistics, like, but it's just like it was a punching bag. 278 punches to what was Tyson, 90-something?
Yeah, and then... And then Jake Paul went on and after the fight and said he had mercy on Tyson and didn't knock him out. Like, I don't believe that. I mean, the last thing you lose as a fighter is your power. So you're not just gonna fucking come into Tyson. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was nervous unless he paid him off. But I don't believe
Tyson's
that
got
shit.
20 million for it, didn't it?
What's that?
Pay 20 million for it. Tyson.
Tyson got 20 million, but the other dude got 40 million. How the fuck does that make sense? I mean, I guess the younger people like this TikTok YouTube queer. I don't know.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah. How old are you, General?
Me?
Yeah. Uh-oh. The garage door's opening. Getting raided. Hey, honey. That's happened so many times. Now that I'm recording out in the garage. I thought it was the SWAT team. But, nah, my daughter went to, her boyfriend plays hockey. And they were playing up in, okay. And, yeah, they were playing, he was playing hockey up in, Indiana. So my daughter rode with him and the parent and his parents to go watch the game. So it's 2:30 in the morning. They're just now getting home. So at least it wasn't SWAT because I got weapons out here in the garage. I don't take no shit. I ain't doing nothing wrong. Hey, if I did something wrong, it's all good, but I'm fighting back. If I ain't doing shit wrong, you know, you ain't just going to fucking come in here and fucking for no reason. I'm not dealing coke or nothing. All right.
Hey, so here's me doing what Carl said I always do. But, so I don't watch football, but I thought this was kind of funny. Hold on. So, you know the character Kane? You know, the big red machine? Are you familiar with that?
You talking about pro wrestling?
Yeah.
Come on, man. All right, go ahead.
Same like football. But now they have this guy called Cocaine.
Oh, I see. I've seen a clip of that, mate.
What league is that? WWF, WWE, what?
I'm sure this is like some indie, you know, like underground thing.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I think I sent you, there's also Gain, who's a gay version of Kane.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Oh, man.
What is he? What's his finishing move? The butt fuck?
No, actually, I do have a clip of his finishing move. So he's like wrestling.
I don't know if I want to see it.
Oh, Gain? No, I don't have about Gain.
Okay.
I had one Cocaine's.
No, I was talking about Gain. I said his finishing move was the butt fuck.
No, but he comes out to like to like a song that sounds like Dancing Queen. He's like dancing. God. And I think it's all the same guy.
Okay. Wow.
It's the face.
He found a good gimmick.
Hey.
Wild.
Oh, yeah. All right. We can wrap it up. General, tell all our listeners about your podcast.
Yeah, Subconscious Realms on Spotify and Apple. I think he's on a couple of others as well. On Instagram and Twitter, X is on there as well.
Did you say Twitter?
Episodes for a bit. Twitter, yeah. I've got. I'm just using. I'm on mobile data at the minute, so I can't fucking upload anything.
Yeah.
So as soon as I'm able to, I've got a couple of episodes I'll be popping out. One of me and Helio. we've got a couple of others as well. Tony, Crash.
All right.
And I'm starting back recording soon. I've got a recording with Debbie coming up as well, Debbie Elliott. So, yeah, thank you.
What time is it there right now? 7:30?
7:36, mate, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so usually we do Friday at this time, like 3.
Yeah.
So it'd be for you, it'd be Friday at 8. 8 a.m.
Friday, yeah.
All right, so.
Sound that, man.
Yeah, you can come back next week.
Nice one.
All right, brother. All right, we're going to wrap it up unless somebody's got something else.
Speak to you soon, mate.
All right. All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Are those live rounds? 6.62mm. Full metal jacket.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant Highway, and I've drunk more beer and pissed more blood and banged more quick, busted more... All you numbnuts put together. Now Major Powers has put me in charge of this recon platoon.
We take care of ourselves.
You couldn't take care of a wet dream.
Y'all know about killing?
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
So to escape from reality.
Yeah, I don't need this shit. I am reality.
Now I got no fight. But any man does what he's told. And when he don't, the machine breaks down.
And when the machine breaks down, we break down.